USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. There are thousands of people fleeing the deadly wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui. Lahaina resident Jeffrey Melikar says he was lucky to escape.
I got back to my house and we had about 10 minutes to load things in the car before smoke and embers were starting to engulf my house, and we were able to head out of there and quickly, and now everything is just devastated.
President Biden surging federal resources to help.
Anyone who's lost a loved one whose home has been damaged or destroyed is going to get help immediately.
The president approved a major disaster declaration Thursday, which frees up federal money for the state. The U.S. military supporting response and rescue efforts, with the National Guard activating more than 130 personnel to pitch in. The U.S. Coast Guard also in action. So far, the death toll from the fire stands at 36, but is expected to rise. Damage and devastation is widespread on the western side of Maui. The Justice Department is proposing a January start date for the trial in former President Trump's election interference case. In a court brief filed Thursday, Special Counsel Jack Smith proposed the trial begin on January 2nd. The defense will also submit a proposed start date, with the judge determining the calendar for the trial. The U.S. is striking a deal with Iran to release five Americans imprisoned in the country. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says a delegation from Switzerland helped in the negotiations.
The Swiss representative did have an opportunity to meet with all of them once they got out of the prison, see them physically, talk to them, and that's how we know that they're out and that they're generally okay.
The American detainees will eventually be allowed to leave Iran in exchange for several jailed Iranians and access to about $6 billion in Iranian assets blocked under U.S. sanctions. The U.S. Supreme Court is blocking opioid maker Purdue Pharma from moving forward with a $6 billion bankruptcy deal. This is USA News.
With warmer weather comes the opportunity for outdoor dining, with more people now bringing dogs along to their favorite restaurants and cafes. But is this a good option? I'm Dr. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few tips. First, check ahead with the restaurant to make sure they allow pets in outdoor dining areas. Make sure your pet is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Is your dog properly trained to sit or lay at your table despite the commotion around them? The noise and activity can be stressful, so if your pet is excessively barking, panting, or drooling, or can't sit still, these are signs your dog is better off at home. Bring Fido's toys, treats, and water dish, but don't share your meal with your dog. Finally, if you've never taken your dog out to eat, try going at a time of day that you will know will be quieter to see how they react, and be prepared to leave early if needed. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
COVID-19 hospital admissions were up noticeably by 12% last month, and emergency room visits up by 17%, signaling a potential summer COVID spike. The CDC says COVID deaths are the lowest that they have been since the government started keeping track, but still, between 300 and 400 Americans are dying each week. They point to things like record heat driving more people indoors for air conditioning and summer travel sending people outside of their normal social circles. There's also a new coronavirus variant. General Motors unveiled the all-new Cadillac Escalade IQ this week. The all-electric full-size SUV will join its gas-powered siblings in GM's lineup next year. Escalade and Escalade IQ marketing manager Donnelly Baxter says this vehicle has features customers demand in a luxury SUV.
That big, bold presence. It's one of those things you can't quite define, but it has swagger, it has presence, and you don't just show up in an Escalade, you arrive.
It'll have 450 miles of driving range on a single charge. The price tag for the Escalade IQ comes in at $130,000. Virgin Galactic has launched its first tourists to the edge of space. The flight took off from the company's spaceport, America, in New Mexico. One passenger is an 80-year-old former Olympic canoist, bought his ticket for $250,000. The two others are the first mother-daughter duo after winning their seats in a Virgin Galactic competition. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.